Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets. And finally, club football back underway. International football, as the president said, is a thing of the past now, at least as far as 2020 is concerned. So much to look forward to. The Pep Guardiola and Jose Mourinho rivalry will be renewed, but I'm obviously not going to be discussing football alone. Budgie Bun makes his return after a one-week sabbatical. Budgie, you've done a Donovan on us.
What do you mean? International week last week, I was doing podcasts all over Durban.
Speaking of, John, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome. Nice to see you, Budge, back at the helm. And obviously, international break is off. Thank goodness for that. At least now we can start watching proper football again.
And let's get into some bankers, because Chelsea travelled to Newcastle United this weekend, early kickoff Saturday. For me, bets of the weekend. For some, not so much. What do y'all think?
No, just definitely a bet of the weekend for me.
We've had conversations off air. Sorry to cut you short. We've had conversations off air, and a lot of people seem to think that Man United, I know Budgie's not going to agree with us, but Man United against West Brom is the easier fixture.
I think on paper, Man United West Brom is the easier fixture, but for me, this is definitely, if you still got this team available in your last man standing, definitely bank it. Chelsea, for me, I've actually got them as my value bets. Chelsea -1, 12-10, take that all day of the week.
Yeah, I got to agree. You know, Newcastle can't keep a clean sheet. You know, Steve Bruce.
And I think there was a bigger. Sudden.
Well, the only thing is, I don't know if Timo Werner is still shell shocked on what happened with him in Spain during the week. But, you know, could still be dizzy from chasing. But, yeah, you got to fancy Mendy's changed their team. As everyone knows, I thought he'd get the sack, but Mendy's been a great buy. Only thing against him is the international break. Lunchtime kickoff in England. But just the way Newcastle defend, it's been woeful. Yeah, they try and sit, and you can't sit on this Chelsea team.
I've been impressed about Ziyech coming in and yeah. Obviously starting to hit the ball running on that aspect.
And this is a tough league, by the way.
It is a tough league. So I think that he's going to be definitely the player to watch. Werner will definitely get onto the score sheet as a confidence booster.
I see goals aplenty. Quite a few scorers,
I've got goals aplenty on this.
Yeah, you know, obviously looking at, I can't say 4, 5 to 10 is my bank of the weekend, you know, can't do that. But I like second half Chelsea to score over 1.5 goals at 17.5 to 10.
Just in the second half.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be open gates. They're going to have to go. Chelsea will catch them on the break. Mm-hmm. So I agree, 12 to 10 minus one. I don't know, over 2.5 totals away, 15 to 10, I looked at that. And the way Chelsea have been defending, you know, Chelsea to win to nil, 15 to 10. Yeah, that's got to come into it. Yeah. Newcastle, unless Christmas Carroll comes off the bench and maybe nabs one, I just don't see them scoring. But I like second half away goals, over 1.5 goals, 17.5 to 10. That's my play.
That's excellent value. Now moving on to the 5 o'clock kickoff, Aston Villa against Brighton. Aston Villa, you know, I've been buzzing about them this season, but as a gentleman on this podcast reminded me, I cannot mention them no more. So Brighton play that team that we're Claret and Blue.
No, Aston Villa have been impressive. Jack Grealish and the team, they'll obviously come out firing. I honestly thought double chance and both teams to score, the home and draw at 11-10 is what my play was, but I actually can't see that. I can't see Brighton beating Aston Villa. I've actually included them as a banker.
So are you going double chance? Are you not that optimistic about Aston Villa?
I wasn't optimistic about them just looking at the team, but I mean they are tight at the back. I'm including them in my multiple for the weekend, so I'm going to go with Aston Villa to win.
Yeah, you just don't know what Aston Villa are going to turn up. You know, we saw them against Southampton, woeful, Leeds, disgraceful. And then they go to the Emirates and beat Arsenal.
Did they play Arsenal? I don't remember that.
He's blocked that one out of his memory.
But you just don't know. I watched John McGinn last night play for Scotland. He cost me money. But what can we say? But you just don't know what Aston Villa team you're going to get at. Brighton have been the most impressive team for me, football-wise, in the league. The problem is they can't score goals. You know, they should have last week against Burnley had chance after chance. When are they going to get a break? And they'll get chances because Aston Villa score goals. There'll be plenty of goals as normal. I agree with Aston Villa, but You just never know with them. You just don't know which way to look.
But this is why I stuck the draw in as well, just to safeguard myself. So home draw and both teams to score 11 to 10.
I like Aston Villa to win, both teams to score 27 to 10. Yeah, that appeals to my pocket. But it's any time goal scorers. You know, the way Grealish has been playing lately, if he's not walking on cloud nine, any time to score Jack Grealish 27 to 10? Yeah, good price. And, you know, totals home, over 1.5 even money for all the guys that like to play safe. I think there's over 2.5 goals of certainty. I like Brighton. I like the coach. They're going to need a little bit of luck. You just never know, you know.
We've got one brave punter and obviously one on the fence with that one. But I think.
What do you mean on the fence?
Donovan's on the fence. You're the brave punter. I'm actually complimenting you.
Yeah.
But turn our attention to the biggest game of the weekend. I think it's certainly one of the biggest individual rivalries of all time. Jose Mourinho against Pep Guardiola, Tottenham against Manchester City this weekend. This one is always entertaining, guys.
Yeah, it is quite entertaining.
You remember the Champions League semi-final at home?
I think Spurs, just the international break came at the wrong time for Spurs. Spurs are starting to click
on that
aspect.
Well, they need to get more fits.
Well, but I mean, is he going to play? I think he's going to play, definitely. I think Spurs are starting to hit their strides on that aspect. And I still haven't been impressed about City. Just something missing. I saw a stat that said that they also got a lot of injuries. I doubt that. So my play for this one is I'm going for the home and the draw and over 2.5 goals at 28 to 10 on this one.
Yeah, I just don't see this being a thriller. You know, I've watched Spurs the last few weeks against West Brom. They were dreadful. You know, I had them going in several bets to score over 2.5 goals. We saw what happened, you know, especially with Fulham, West Brom. Tottenham were woeful. You know, I don't like their midfield. I just think there's no class, there's no creativity. Højbjerg passed it 5-yard square. Sissoko, I don't know what he's been doing lately. And Ndombele, I think that's in this record signing. He's not a number 10. You know, Gareth Bale can't start this game for me. Simple reason, he's not right. I watched him a game for Wales. He's a cheat. You know, when he's at Real Madrid, you've got Ronaldo, Benzema, and got three class midfield players. It's different. They haven't got that. He's going to have to work up and down. Whoever plays left back for Man City, if Gareth Bale's on that side, he's going to have a picnic. The only thing is with Man City, they can't score goals.
Yeah.
I don't think there's been over 2.5 goals in the last 5 games. Yeah, okay,
But even if you look at Kevin De Bruyne, I think he's playing well for Belgium.
But you need targets.
The penalty against Liverpool.
Yeah, you need targets ahead of you. Yeah, that's my thing. Everyone talks about Pogba.
You've got to have.
Yeah, but he hasn't looked right. He played. Who was it? He played against him. Was it West Ham? Mm-hmm. The best thing they did was take him off. He's not running properly. He's carrying an injury, and they're forcing him to play. You know, I think this has got draw written all over it. Mourinho is going to park the bus. He's going to try and go man for man. But in Man City's defense, they look a lot better at the back. I watched that Ruben Dias. He scored 2 goals in midweek against Croatia. You know, they're tight at the back. If anyone's going to win it, it's going to be Man City. I haven't been impressed with Spurs. Sure, they've was it 5 wins, 2 draws, they lost 7. I got a funny feeling. This is under 2.5 goals. This is park the container stuff with Mourinho.
You weren't here last week, Budgie, but we actually had a conversation, and Donovan actually predicted Spurs to be title challengers this season.
I think they will be. You know, if you have a look, the way Liverpool guys are falling like flies, you know, they're going to start dropping points. Man City haven't got Aguero. They aren't going to score got many goals. And those are your two best teams.
And then you've got Chelsea and Spurs that are coming up.
Yeah, I don't know so much about Spurs. I think Chelsea are the team that are going to come now that they've got Mendy. But I'm not impressed with Spurs. You want to win leagues, you've got to have midfield players. I don't think they've got one. My boy Harry Winks has gone so far backwards, I wouldn't play him at Stella. You know, but for me, Man City are the only winners, but the value has to be the draw, 29 to 10.
Don?
Yeah, no, I've given my play on this one. I think the draw is a definite runner. But I think Jose will be able to come out and get a squeaker win.
Well, I'm going to disagree with that. I think Pep Guardiola is going to have one over Jose Mourinho again. And if you're out there listening and want to join in on the conversation, let us know who's going to win the big game between Jose Mourinho and Pep Guardiola. Will it be Tottenham or will it be Manchester City, the 2020-2021 champions? I'm calling them that. So
wow. Who?
Man City. Yeah. Man City. You got a crystal ball.
he's already engraved the trophy.
Yeah, now that's what I'm going to call him this season. I think it's going to happen, especially with, like you mentioned, Liverpool dropping like flies. And I think over 38 games, I don't think the likes of Chelsea and Tottenham will really, you know, go the distance with them. So I think experience will come to it. But if you're out there listening, forget what I'm saying. If you're out there listening, you want to stand a chance of winning that 200 Rand betting voucher. Let us know who's winning the big one between Tottenham and Manchester City. Now, moving on to their neighbours, Manchester United. We spoke about them being one of the easiest games this weekend. Why I say they're not the easiest game this weekend? A team that's out of form can never be a straightforward fixture for me.
What, so you're saying West Brom's out of form?
Well, they both are.
Yeah, but
Man United are winless at home, and people are going on like, say,
This is Man United's Bayern game. Munich. This is Man United's trampoline. They're bouncing back this weekend. Take that all the way to the bank. A friend of mine, Dion, is a big Man United fan, and he told me that if they can't destroy West Brom, then he's going to call it quits.
As a Man United supporter for the season,
I think. Yeah. Well, but my match play for this weekend is going to be both teams to score, and Man United win. So 21-20 on that one.
Yeah.
Win to nil.
You know, the way United are going, they can't win this. You know me, I've been on the Ollie bandwagon. Can't beat West Brom, with all due respect. I think we could pick a team from Hollywood and give them a game. But that's West Brom, not Man United. But can't win this.
They'll probably be injured for that one.
But, you know, you got to think they've got to win this. They can't win this. Hate to say it. Ollie's in severe trouble. As far as the bets goes, can they keep a clean sheet? 9-10, a clean sheet. That looks my play. You know, United to score over 2.5 goals at 12-10. You can't trust them. So that would be my play in this game. United to keep a clean sheet, 9-10. I know 21-20, United to win to nil. But it could be nil-nil. I'd rather take the safe thing. And I've done it before, going for the extra point. But no, that's my bet. I don't, you know, it's my team, but I'm not excited about this game. Yeah,
yeah, I think there's value. I'd look at, as much as I joke about them, I do think Man United will win, but I'm just going to include the both teams to score as well at 18-10. Man United, I'd rather predict them getting a clean sheet over the likes of Arsenal and Man City and Chelsea before I predict a clean sheet against West Brom. It's the games where they just tend to, you know, their heads go out the window. So I think winning both teams to score is definitely a big one, yeah. 18-10, yeah. Sunday's games, I think potential upset, yeah. Fulham against Everton, what do y'all think?
Well, I don't think Everton, you can't call Everton winning an upset.
No,
on
I'm
this
not
one. I know you're a mad Scott Parker fan, but I can't see anything but an Everton bounce back. And both teams to score, yes. Everton and yes, 22-10, take that all day.
Yeah, you know, I had an argument with a trainer who's come from PE, it's the kid Hewitson. And he's a staunch Evertonian, actually born near the ground. And I told him, your best player is Richarlison. They all jumped down my throat. Ah, Calvert-Lewin. I said, hey, do me a favor. If you watch Everton, Richarlison's a good player. He's a complete nutcase, but he's been missing for 3 games, 3 defeats. This is a tricky game for the simple reason that goalkeeper at Everton, Pickford, he is woeful. I watched him at Preston, and I've mentioned it many a time, and he's terrible.
He's shocking.
Fulham. Plus 1.5 to score 2 goals is 18-10. That's my bet in this game. Don't be surprised if this is 2-2, 4-2. This could be any price. Everton will score goals, and you can put your life on it. Fulham will score 2. Both teams just scored 8.5-10. I'm sorry, 6.5-10 is a certainty.
But do you not think that Ancelotti has to bounce back after 3 defeats?
He's not playing Ancelotti. Yeah, if he had his boots, I'd say yes. Pickford is woeful. Every ball, you watch him play for England, any ball in the box, he doesn't come and catch anything. It's a tight pitch, Craven Cottage. They're going to be launching it straight at him. So Mitrovic missed a penalty for Serbia against Scotland. He got dropped the next game. He's going to be on a mission. They should have got a point with West Ham.
Yeah, Lookman's also.
Lookman, since he's played, they've got 4 points from the 4 games, and they should have got a point that day. He's a good player, him. For me, Everton, you know, early pre-season, we spoke about the MTNH, you know, the pre-season cup. Everton did that. They got a few lucky breaks early on. Everything went for them. Like the result at Tottenham. I can't have Everton. 9-10, I can't have them, even though they've got the players to win. As I said, you know my bet, 18-10, Fulham to score over 1.5 goals.
What about Sheffield United against West Ham? Because they face each other at 4 o'clock on the same day, Sunday. Don?
Yeah, this one here, I can't pick a winner on this one. I've gone for over 2.5 goals in this game. I think that that is my play for this one at 11-10.
Yeah, you just don't know where the 2.5 is going to score. Yeah. I just don't see West Ham scoring 3. You know, the last 11 games, Sheffield United, obviously that includes last season, they've drawn 1 and lost 10. You know, they can't buy a goal, you know, especially with that clown that played up front for Scotland last night, McBurney. Jeez, he was woeful. But West Ham were lucky against Fulham. It seems when they play the better teams, they tend to perform. Whereas when they play the lesser teams get stuck into them. And I think this is going to be the case. You know, the midfield player scored for last night for England's a good player. Suchek's been playing great. If ever a team's going to have weary legs, I think it's going to be West Ham. I can't see Sheffield United winning. They just can't buy a goal, as I said earlier. Both teams to score, it's 8.5-10 both ways. No, if Mikel Antonio plays, he's rumoured to be playing, but you never know with rumours, he's 18.5-10 to score any time.
Provided he plays.
Provided he starts.
So not even if he's on the bench?
No, not coming on for 20 minutes when it's 0-0. Then you do your money in cold, and I've done it before. If he's on the bench, I would maybe look to go draw West Ham. But if he's not playing in the squad, 22-10, the draw has to be the bet.
Well, you know, both seem to be bodied where goals will come from. I think goals are going to be aplenty in the next fixture, Leeds against Arsenal. If we don't see a 4-goal thriller minimum here, then failure.
Yeah, no, this is goals aplenty.
Then void the league up.
Okay, so this is goals aplenty. I think the draw is not going to be on the cards. I think there will be a winner. So I've gone for a double chance and both teams to score, the home and the away team, and yes, at 5-4.
12-10. You know, Arsenal, they sold the best goalkeeper. Remember last week, they told me a certain member made the comment.
This every week?
You know, if ever a team are a bunch of imposters, it's Arsenal. You know, they got a fluky result against United. They got a penalty when it was 0-0.
But they've got Partey now.
Yeah, I'm not understanding what Pudgy's saying.
Anyway, I'm just saying, you can't trust Arsenal. You know, it cost us our bet last week. 2 weeks prior, they cost me money. It's just one team. They've got all the flair and all the potential. I just don't know. You know, I think the manager's too tactical. Just let these kids go out there and play. They've got talent. Mikel Arteta's trying to prove himself as a genius tactician. He'll never be that. And yeah, Leeds, I think sure the bucket man will have his number this week. You know, it's 21-10 Leeds. This is my upset of the weekend. Arsenal, you know, let's be honest. They've lost 4 out of the last 6. The 2 results were a penalty against United. And against West Ham, they scored late to get a victory. But, you know, I think this could be a draw. You know, okay. I just think Arsenal, every time I mention they make me sick for the money they've cost me. You know, Patrick Bamford's my guy, to score 15.5-10. He does take the penalties. Bamford. Both teams to score 5.5-10. It does look a certainty, you know. Yeah, I was really looking forward to watching Arsenal until I saw them get destroyed against Aston Villa at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night when they cost me money again when Leicester outplayed them later on. Just can't have Arsenal, guys. I won't have a cent on this game, purely because I don't trust Arsenal. But
what I would say on the flip side is if you look at Bielsa and Leeds, when they've come up against the more tactically defensive teams like Arsenal and like Wolves and like Leicester, they tend to, you know, perhaps get outdone and run out of ideas when the teams just sit back, suss out the situation, what they're going to do, and then counter-attack it like we saw with Wolves. I think Arsenal under Arteta will be one of those teams, and I think over 1.5 goals for Arsenal to score at 19-10. John Reed spoke about plenty of goals.
19-20 or 19-10?
19-10. I think there's going to be plenty of goals.
Are you kidding me? I saw 9-10, so just double-check that, please. Because well, that was our look at that.
Wrong, yeah.
Well, if you guys have got it wrong, well, get in, because this is 2-2. I just think that the bucket man, as they call him, the rocket man, he's going to play. That centre-half, I think it was at Koch we spoke earlier, played for Germany. He'll be like Timo Werner. He'll still be spinning after what Spain did to them. I just think Leeds can't go with this arrogance. They came up, had a good result. Remember, they've only beat Fulham at home in their 4 home games. And that was even hanging on at 4-3. I just think he's got to change it. He's got to be more negative, like Fulham. You know, don't go flying out possession football because Arsenal are there for the taking. But if you're going to start playing this from the back, Arsenal catch them. And if it is 19-10 Arsenal to score over 1.5 goals, You know, then that's that. You better get on. I see Don's on his phone now.
But, trying to find it now. Yeah, to try to get on.
But other, if that is, I had 9 to 10, but if it's 19 to 10, that's a great value price. But I like, I think Bamford will score 15.5 to 10.
Well, plenty of different markets to look at there. And up next, we see one of the biggest games of the weekend, probably the second biggest game behind Leeds and Arsenal. No, I'm joking. Liverpool host Leicester City this weekend.
Well, why starts with me at this moment? The champions in crutches at the moment. Injuries all over the park. I think this is the time for Brendan Rodgers to obviously try and break the record.
What record is it?
That Klopp's obviously got it unbeaten at Anfield.
Since 2017.
Yeah, so...
In the league,
In the league. But that's what my heart says. Brendan Rodgers is going to get one over Klopp. Sad to say it, but full-time score, Leicester City, 26-10. Take that all day.
Don, you're a Liverpool man. Get that parachute off your back. One thing about Liverpool, and we talk about last one standing, they've won 29 and drawn one of the last 30. You know which team stuck me out? I was on the team that drew, and that was Burnley last season. You know, one thing about Klopp, I know Salah's missing, but he's got to have a full go, and I think he will have a full go.
He's got Jota firing.
Of course he's got Jota. He may play, what's that, Mini Mani Moo, whatever the guy's is. They've still got players. They'll score goals. There's no doubt about that, because Leicester's back four is not great. The problem comes
Liverpool
is...
Liverpool don't have a back four.
Yeah, but still, the goalkeeper's as good as there is in the world. You know, Matip isn't the worst. The right back, Milner's never let anybody down. Robertson, as woeful as he was last night, he'll turn up. The only question is the one centre-half. Middle of park, you'll be fine. You can go toe-to-toe with Leicester. They play on the counter-attack, so you'll have the ball most of the time. That's the only thing. Vardy, at 12 to 10, is a bet of the weekend. Just go any time.
What a way to flip it.
I looked at this. I went draw away and over 2.5 goals at 23 to 10. I think this has got 2-2, 3-3 written all over it, yeah? But don't beat Liverpool even money. 29 wins and a draw, and everyone jumping off the ship. It's not the Titanic.
No, I'm not jumping off the ship. I'm just saying that if you were the betting guy, that we all are, this is probably the best chance that Leicester City is going to have to beat Anfield. Beat Liverpool at Anfield.
When Budgie first started talking about Liverpool, it's almost like he had to convince you that your team is actually the champions of England.
Those tissues he's got in front of him.
No. We know we're the champions, but I'm just saying is that with the amount of injuries and the amount of negative things that are coming out of Liverpool currently, it's not looking good, but we still are the champions. If...
That was last year. We're talking
current champions. Third.
Crest is still gold. Okay. Yeah.
So, but I'm saying, if there was ever a chance of Brendan Rodgers of beating Jurgen Klopp at Anfield, this is the game.
I think, I genuinely still think if he wants to win at Anfield, he'll have to wait for an EFL Cup tie or something like that. Draw Liverpool. I think in the league, I know I'm going to be a bit hypocritical here because I've said Man City will eventually claim the title, but I think Liverpool... In games like this, where it's fierce opposition, where
they've got the experience.
Yeah, Liverpool off at the wrong time.
Parachute supporters.
And I think I was guilty of that against Atalanta, because in the Champions League, I thought this is a close game, and then they go and they smashed him 5-0. So I've been proven wrong before. Hopefully, I get proven wrong again, and Leicester do pull off some sort of miracle. But that's what I think. Monday night, we see Burnley against Crystal Palace. Entertaining goalless draw, surely.
Yeah, no, definitely an entertaining goalless draw.
Well, we have to wake you up, Don, it's Monday.
This one, I might have to change the channel for. But under 2.5 goals and the away team, I'm going with Palace, under 2.5 goals, 15-4, take that.
Beg, steal and borrow, 18-10, Burnley will murder them. It's going to be a monsoon, according to my Preston people, that's a terrible pitch. Crystal Palace... If Cahill doesn't play, although it's absolute certainties, but he's rumoured he's going to play, this is going to be Toro, Toro, Toro. Remember the old movie, Attack, Attack, Attack? It's going to be an aerial assault. Those southerners are going to come up to Lancashire, and they're going to be under pressure. You know, they got a lucky result against Brighton last week, but Ben Mee, has had another 10 days to get fit. He's the heart and soul of the team. Mm. I fancy Burnley big time. They haven't had much luck. This is their time. You know, Crystal Palace don't score many goals away. I think they scored 2 in the last 6 games away from home.
I know they won at United.
They won at United. That was 3. I think it's 3-8, sorry. So I've got a Stanley Burnley. It's last chance saloon. You know, you get a desperate team at home, terrible conditions. Crystal Palace are a team that catch you on the break. I don't think they're catching this team on the break anymore. Tarkovsky's back, Ben Mee, Pope in goals. It's going to be a set-piece game. And I think Burnley will grab them. Chris Wood, 18.5 to score. Especially on a Monday night when I'm having in the pub, having a few pints and it's on. But and also I like Burnley to score more than one goals, 19-10. It's my value player of the weekend, you know, especially as outright teams. I fancy Burnley, you know. They're not as bad, and they're in a desperate situation. They can't get a result against Crystal Palace. Relegation is a massive issue here.
Well, they've got the tags already on them.
Well, you're so. The only one who seems
well,
to be
well, the manager hasn't.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's the manager who will have to rally the troops, and I think that's a man's team, and I fancy them big time.
Speaking of set-piece games, we've got Wolves against Southampton. Southampton set-pieces with their Ward-Prowse over dead balls is excellent. And then Wolves, on the other hand, we know what they're capable of. They end the round on Monday night, 10 o'clock. Don?
I've gotten both teams to score over 2.5 goals here, 29-20.
Is it just as easy as that? Just both teams to score?
Well, both, yeah, for me, both managers have shown that that's the type of football they play. Everything and the kitchen sink going forward. And I think both of them won't worry about defensively trying to park buses or anything like that. So both teams to score over 2.5 goals, 29-20. Add that into multiples. That's what I would play.
Danny Ings still out, injured.
Danny Ings, Che Adams. His first touch last week, he scored again. He's a goal scorer, that guy. You know, he's 24.5-10 to score. Ward-Prowse, 37-10 to score any time.
And he takes the dead balls.
He takes everything.
Yeah.
And then he even kicks off. But, you know, Ralph Jimenez, you know, this is going to be, it should be an open game. The problem Southampton have got is Wolves play with a sweeper. So those long balls into the channel. But Connor Cody, guy told me today, has got COVID.
Oh, is it?
That's what our boy Stevie Brahm said on the show I do earlier. He said Connor Cody may be missing. So if he's missing,
that's a big blow.
It's a massive blow. You know, it's on Monday, blow, yeah. So you obviously will have plenty of chance. But I think this should be a good game. Sorry, I like both managers. Nuno's top notch, and I like Happenhussel. He's a guy that put RB Leipzig on the map. You know, trying to find value. I agree, both teams to score, but I think early on it'll be tight. Just don't give anything away. So I think the halftime draw is just over even money. You know, even though both managers don't play that way, I think this will be a cagey affair, especially early on. And without Danny Ings, you know, Che Adams and the ex-Southampton boy that's come back, Theo Walcott, I don't like him as a number nine. They're going to try and catch them on the break. If Connor Cody plays and Wolves play with the three at the back, I've got a fancy Wolves of the two teams. But if he doesn't play, then an upset's possible.
Best bets or trebles?
Well, I'm going against any time goal scorers. You know, I'm going Raul Jimenez, 13.5-10. If Wolves are going to score, it's going to be him. Che Adams, 24-10, and 37 Ward-Prowse. So you take all three, simple stakes. If one of them scores, you got your money back plus, yeah.
Done anything to look forward to this weekend?
I've got a treble. Chelsea to win, Everton to win, Aston Villa to win, 5-1. Take that all day.
And remember, if you're out there listening and want to stand a chance of winning that 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets, let us know who you think's winning the big one between Jose Mourinho and Pep Guardiola as Tottenham host Manchester City. If your comment hits the target, we'll credit your accounts with the 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets. And until next weekend, hopefully we have the same panel again next week. Don't go missing.
What do you mean?
No, well, hopefully Chad comes in because Chelsea are buzzing at the moment.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers.